Isaiah 56. Thus says the Lord, stand up for justice, do what is right, because I wish to deliver you, and I am ready to justify you before everybody. Those who do this will be blessed, the people who are committed to obedience, those who keep the Sabbath and don't defile it, who stop themselves from doing that which is wrong. And of course, now we don't have to keep the Sabbath, but this was in the time of the Old Testament, when they were under the law of Moses and the Old Covenant. And so he's saying, look, you people who are in exile, if you do what is right, then I am ready to save you. So really, it was required that those Jews in exile in Persia repented and tried to keep the law and were obedient to God, and then God would deliver them, but they weren't. And yet he still raised up Cyrus to bring them back. So God almost sort of forced through, or tried to force through, his purpose with Israel. That, okay, they didn't want to do what he wanted them to do, but he so wanted to save them. So never think that God doesn't want to save you. He really wants to save you. No foreigner who becomes a follower of Yahweh should ever say, Yahweh will exclude me from his people. The eunuch must not say, I am a dried up tree. For this is what Yahweh says about the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose those things that please me and are obedient to my covenant. I will set up within my temple and my walls a monument better than that of sons and daughters. I will set up an everlasting monument, a memorial for those who remain. And for the foreigners who become followers of Yahweh and serve him, who love the name of Yahweh and wish to be his servants, who observe the Sabbath and don't break it, and who are faithful to my covenant, I will bring them to my holy mountain. I will make them happy in the temple where people will pray to me. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices I will accept on my altar, for my temple will become a house of prayer for all nations. So the idea was that the Jews in exile would repent, and that the other Gentiles would come with them. The idea was that they would see the Jews repenting, and that they also would repent and join with them. And altogether, they would come back to Jerusalem, and with God's help, they would rebuild the temple. But that's not what happened, because the Jews remained, for the most part, in Persia. They preferred the soft life, and they preferred the idols of Persia. So much potential was wasted. This could have happened, but it didn't. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my temple will be known as the house of prayer for all nations. That is, once the nations where they were captives had returned with the Jews, then in fact the whole world would come to this temple and pray to God. That was the plan. But it didn't happen because the Jews just didn't want it. They just couldn't be bothered. And this is the tragedy. But God's word will come true in the end, because in the end this will come true. And there will be a repentance amongst the people of Israel. Jesus will come, the Gentiles will repent, and God's kingdom really will be established. Yahweh says this, the one who gathers the dispersed of Israel, I will still gather them. And I think that means that even though they had not repented as he intended, all the same, he was going to force through his program and save Judah. All your wild animals in the fields, come and devour. All you wild animals in the forest, all their watchmen are blind, they are unaware. They're like dumb dogs, they're not able to bark. They just lie down and love to snooze. The dogs have large appetites, but they're not full. That is because they're lazy. They're shepherds who have no understanding. They go their own way, looking for their own personal benefit. Each one says, come on, I'll get some alcohol. Let's drink wine and beer. Tomorrow will be just like today. Well, this was the problem then, that they were like lazy dogs, and they were like shepherds who only thought about themselves. And that's all said in the context of what we've just been saying earlier in the chapter, that they could have restored the temple, they could have brought about the kingdom of God on earth. But they were like Lazy dogs who just like to curl up and sleep, even though they were hungry. Yes, they wanted it. Yes, of course, they liked the idea of a restoration, but in reality, they didn't want it because they were just too lazy for it. And this is a real challenge to us. Laziness is a big problem in our age, where the name of the game seems to be just get away with doing as little as you can and just curl up and have a good time. We have got work to do to restore God's kingdom. It is not for us the lazy life. It's not for us the idea of, being like a hungry but lazy dog. That's not how we should be.